You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The journey of Rowan Jones is not unlike a lot of young Americans with an eye to their future. He had some big plans for college. The Virginia native was on his way to achieving some of those dreams. And then the pandemic hit. However, that's where his journey is unlike anyone else's. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, spoke with Rowan to hear more about this young man's new and unexpected connection to Idaho.
Okay, I've got a limited amount of time to tell a considerable story, so let me see if I can get this straight. You get accepted to NYU Shanghai with a dream of studying in China, but you're living in your hometown of Arlington, Virginia. The pandemic forces you to take classes online, so there you are in the middle of the night because your instructors are on the other side of the planet. Your mom says, hey, why don't you go help your aunt move to Sun Valley, Idaho? Maybe you'll get some sunshine and a couple of more hours in your favor. And then you get COVID, and due to the good graces of the people at the Limelight Hotel in Ketchum, you quarantine, you get better, you go back to Virginia, and then one day you tell your mom what?
So I was speaking to my mom, and I'd spoken to who I call John from downstairs, because I didn't know him as anything else, about a job at the Limelight. And I was offered a job roughly 2 to 3 weeks after I got home. And I said, Mom, I'm going to take this job. And she said, go for it.
Well, I have to take advantage of the opportunity to bring your mom in. So joining us from Arlington, Virginia is your mom, Heidi Jones. Heidi, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So he tells you, I'm actually going to go back to this place where I had COVID. and you thought what?
I thought if any time in the time of when I've been alive, you could pivot and feel good about it, is now. And, you know, you need to do what makes you feel good. You know, he had such a great experience. I mean, I think that was telling that he was more happy in the Limelight than he had been, you know, the 8 months prior, having graduated from high school and taking online classes in the basement. So I said, go for it.
Rowan, tell me about the Limelight. I'm guessing it's your home away from home.
Yeah, it really is. Not only did they give me incredible service, and I mean, I don't want to sound like an advertisement for them, but our experience there, me and my friend were both quarantined together, was incredible. You know, the people there really became second family. Hmm. When my mom came out to visit, she cried when she met John from downstairs.
John from downstairs.
Yeah.
So, by the way, does John have a last name?
That's a good question.
John Kernow. I know his last name.
So yeah. Your mom knows. Okay. Yes. Rowan, what's the big dream for you someday? What do you want to do?
I would actually like to get into politics. I'd like to go studying poli-sci with a minor in philosophy.
I'm a little breathless right now in the wake of what we have gone through politically. Has that inspired you, to get into politics and do something right, I'm guessing?
That's actually a really interesting question. It had always been something that I had wanted to do. And when it came time to finally make a decision on what it was, you know, where I would go in the world, it always seemed like I would be letting myself down if I didn't do it. It was always a dream of mine.
Wow. Heidi, and Rowan, you can listen or not listen to this. Heidi, tell me about this young man.
He is extraordinary. I have two extraordinary kids, I would say. Rowan, you know, he's always felt like to me that he's lived a long time before I got to be his mom. He always been so interesting and had such so many different interests. And you know, when we found the program at NYU Shanghai, that seemed like such a right fit, and he was so excited. So, yeah, I mean, he's an interesting kid. I mean, I love talking to Rowan. I'm excited to see, you know, his future.
Well, can you forgive us if the folks in Ketchum take a little bit of pride in claiming just a little bit of, a little bit of Rowan as their own?
Only if I get to come back.
Rowan, how are you acclimating?
It was a little strange because everybody knew me before I showed up.
they certainly knew of you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the people had some idea about me, but for the most part, it was pretty top secret.
So I'm trying to imagine. So were meals like just brought to your door while you were convalescing?
So basically we would give them a grocery list, which was very sparse and very college-like. So, you know, vanilla wafers, beef jerky, Pop-Tarts, you know, stuff like that. But they were so kind to us.
Well, Arlington is certainly interesting because goodness knows how close it is to our nation's capital. Mm-hmm. Heidi, I'm guessing you've heard a bit about how interesting Idaho is politically.
Yes.
and Rowan, for you to want to be in politics while you're in Idaho is fascinating to me because there are so many people who want nothing to do with it.
Yeah. And I felt like all things, it brought a little bit of balance when sort of looking at politics.
Rowan, yeah. Someday I'm have to assume that you still have your eye on a passport and getting it stamped and going to Shanghai someday.
Well, I'm starting to think that the world has changed, to be quite honest, which is, you know, a lot has happened over COVID. There was a point where some of our students were being allowed to go over and hearing their experiences and hearing some of the more outlandish ones. I mean, mind you, those people won't be back for the next 6 months. So until COVID really disappears, or rather the world adapts, I'm not sure I'm really prepared to do that.
Heidi, I'm guessing that's music to your ears, is that he wants to stay put for maybe a little while.
You know, we're a family of travelers though, so we really enjoy traveling. So I hear what he's saying, but it'll be interesting to see how that really transpires. I mean, I think we're all really looking forward to experiencing Shanghai. So yeah. I'm sure it'll be on our list at some point.
Well, you know, all of us have to get a lot smarter fast for that to happen. She is Heidi Jones and he is Rowan Jones, mom and son, thousands of miles apart from one another. But this morning, they're together on Morning Edition. Thank you so very much. Safe journey to you and take care.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Our pleasure.
Love stories like that. That was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Also, we need your help with the show we're doing next week. Are you a renter in Boise? Have you experienced financial hardship during the pandemic that has just made paying your bills really difficult? We're going to learn about a new program next week that supports renters, and we want your story. The best way to do that? Download the Boise State Public Radio app, tap the Talk to Us feature where you can record and then send us a radio quality message. Don't want to do all that? Idaho Matters at boisestate.edu. Send us an email. It's Friday. Have a great day. I'm Gemma Gaudette.